بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
January 5th, 2022.
The January 9th uprising was a brilliant combination of zeal and rationality. The refusal to surrender to an arrogant enemy is another principle of the revolution. One should not tolerate the enemy's aggression. It is one thing to negotiate, for example, with the enemy, but it is quite another thing to interact and cooperate with them. The revolution says that we should not surrender to the aggression and unreasonable demands of the enemy. We have not surrendered up until now, and we will not surrender from now on either. This is one of the principles. But they are attempting to undermine this by saying, what's wrong with that? What's the problem? In other words, they wish to undermine such an outstanding principle. Other principles of the revolution include the independence of the country in fighting corruption, injustice, and the like. These are parts of the vast, diverse, soft war which is pursued by the enemy. We should pay attention to these points and prevent the elimination of this sensitivity. Intellectuals, writers, speakers, those who pursue various social activities, those who are active in the internet, and those who have various capabilities are responsible in this regard.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
They should not allow the enemies to gradually undermine the sensitivity and zeal of the people. We must realize that the idea that these principles are not beneficial for the people, for the country, and for the future is a very wrong idea. It is pure injustice. Over the past 43 years in our country, whenever we have made progress, whenever we have made a successful move, and whenever we have had resources at our disposal, it was because we had revolutionary people who entered the field with high morale and diligence, who worked hard. As a result of this, we have made progress. Whenever pious, revolutionary, well-informed, competent individuals entered scientific, industrial, technical, and political areas, we have been able to make progress. And when we look at why a task in hand did not move forward, we see that it was because of opportunism, corruption, and aristocratic, non-revolutionary outlooks and moves. These things cause the tasks in hand to not be worked on and to stop moving forward. Therefore, commitment to the principles of the revolution is surely one of the most important means for the progress of the country and the nation. This is another point that you should pay attention to. The next point, which in my opinion is very important, is the issue of preserving unity in the country. We must reduce the factors that create discord as much as we can. Of course, there are differences in opinion, viewpoints, methods, and mentalities. These things exist, but we should not let them lead to taking stances against one another.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all. You've done for me through all my years. to me.